This tyd vir jou misdaad verslag so met Kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Petra, I'm doing very well, as always, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
We're talking about, this is important, kidnapping and child safety.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that is going on.
Yeah.
We know there's a lot of stuff publicized in social media about kidnappings of businessmen and things like that. And we know about the abductions of children and those kind of situations, and it's becoming more and more and more common, unfortunately.
It worries me.
Yes. You know, the area that I'm working in, we do not get a lot of reported cases in terms of that, but within the greater Pretoria area, there's a lot of children that go missing, and they don't know where they are. Some of those cases are children that have run away. Some of those cases are children that have been abducted.
Yes.
You know, and obviously when they're getting abducted, doesn't matter if they're male or female, they usually end up in some form of a sex trade, hooked on drugs and so forth, and slavery, and you know, get taken out of the country, they get smuggled out of the country.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stories on social media. You don't believe everything that you read, but the reality is that this is something that is happening.
This is scary.
It is. It's very, very scary.
How do you prevent this from happening?
Well, we need to educate our children.
Yeah.
We need to have open relationships with our children. The open relationship is very important.
Yeah.
Because usually these people, they're very charismatic. They're very likable people, these criminals.
Yeah.
Because that is how they lure the child in. Okay. You know, jumping around a little bit. Don't think that these criminals are dirty and dodgy people.
Yeah.
They are dressed very respectably. Okay, there's a lot of women that are involved in child stealing.
Yeah,
and things like that. So that's why I'm coming back to my point of you need to have an open relationship with your child. You need to be able to communicate openly. Mm. Explain to them what the situations are. Talk to them about strangers. Yeah. Talk to them about not trusting people that are within your immediately family, in your immediate family environment. Teach them how to react to strangers. Teach them the emergency numbers, who to call, what to do. Have a plan in place with your child. Should they be out somewhere and something happens that they know to phone you immediately, or there's a panic button, or have a tracker app on their phone, or even tracker apps, tracker devices that you can carry nowadays, you know, and utilize things like that.
This is very scary. Does this happen outside of creches and schools or inside as well?
The cases that I am aware of, it's usually a public environment.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's not so much from schools and those sort of environments, because the schools are also very much aware of the situation.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and there's usually very strict procedures that are in place with collecting children and so forth. You know, with the sort of the more informal areas, the kids move around a lot more freely. Mm. And in the suburbs, it happens just as much.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so people tend to think that, you know, it's only happening in the poorer areas, and that's not true at all. It happens in the influential areas as well, the more well-to-do areas. But like I said, it tends to be a little bit more in public environments.
Yeah.
A lot of the times there's substance abuse that runs concurrently with the abduction.
Yeah.
They might target people at clubs and pubs, shopping centers, those kind of areas. So we've got to be very careful with our children, where we send them, who we send them with, and they need to be in constant communication with us.
Thanks, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Petra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.